Welcome, ladies, to a new episode of our podcast. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about how a breakup could help you get to your dream relationship. And this is something that if someone had told me years ago that one of the mistakes or the experiences that I used to consider as the biggest failure in my life was going to be the best thing that ever happened to me, the foundation upon which I can build the life of my dreams, the life that I've always wanted to have, but I've never allowed myself to want it because I thought that I was not worthy enough, I was not good enough, I was not smart enough to have what I really wanted. So I would have not believed it. I would have not believed it, honestly. But I'm here to talk to you from experience, and this is powerful because I'm not just talking to you from a place of theory. I'm not talking to you after reading a couple of self-help books. I'm just talking to you from, real life experience and an experience that's not easy. I've come back from a really deep and dark place that I used to be in years ago. So I guess that I have a few things to share with you that I know that these things work because they have worked for me. And right now I am working on sharing them with other women so that it can cut your path of learning and the time that you're going to spend to get the results that you want. I mean, we all want to have an amazing, passionate relationship, with our significant other. We always dream to have this a relationship where there's so much understanding, there's mutual respect, there's a bond, the connection, communication is smooth and easy, and there's joy and appreciation that you are looking forward to being together, and at the same time you're creating together. You're not fighting, you're not arguing, your energy is not wasted in the wrong place. And you definitely know that you are with the right person, that no matter what happens in life, that person is going to stick to your side, and you're going to have an amazing life together. So this is the kind of relationship that, like, almost all of us, want and desire. However, so few of us have. And the reason is because, I mean, there are so many different reasons, but today I want to focus on mistakes, and how can we utilize mistakes? How can we make the best out of our mistakes, and how can we actually use them instead of allowing them to fool us to believe that we are failures, that we're not good enough, that we're not smart enough, and that we are not on the right road to success and fulfillment. And so one thing that I want to remind you that is that every time you don't get what you want, you know that what you have been doing or what you have done or what you have tried is not going to lead you there. In other words, mistakes are nothing but just feedback. You try a strategy or you try something and it doesn't work, so you know that that thing is not going to work. So you cross it out of your list. And then you try something else and then that thing does not work. And then again, you cross it out of your list. So now you know that these two things are not going to work because you've tried them and they have not given you the result that you are looking for. And then you continue doing that. You continue doing that. So this is actually the path to success. And of course, sometimes if you just keep trying without looking at what you are getting back, at the results that you are getting as kind of feedback, you might keep repeating the same mistake. And this is something that I see over and over and over again, especially in love relationships. I see women and I talk to them and I see their comments online in all different groups, as well as our community, which is, by the way, I'm inviting you to join our community, Soul Mastery Sisterhood. You're going to find the link in the description of this episode. This is a place where you are going to find so much support support, in-depth conversations, weekly meditations, and trainings that are going to help you and support you in your healing journey after a breakup. So you're going to, you know, hold hands with other women who are going through the same experience, but they have made up their minds. They're going to make something beautiful out of that pain. So I cannot wait to welcome you on the other side inside our community. So click the link and I'll see you there. But now back to one of the common mistakes that I see women doing over and over again, and that is they have a relationship, and then that relationship does not work. So they have a breakup, and then they immediately move right into the next relationship, and then the next, and then the next, and then the next. And then in between these, they don't take time to reflect. They don't take time to say, okay, what have I done, or what happened in that relationship that made it not work? You know, what kind of communication did we have? How did I feel about myself when I was approaching that person, or when I first started that relationship with that person? They don't allow themselves to get some feedback, some information upon which they can adjust and change their behavior and their attitude towards love relationships. And this is why they end up repeating the same mistake the same mistake over and over and over again, and nothing happens. And then over time, instead of thinking that, oh my God, maybe the problem is in my communication style. Maybe the problem is that I keep picking the wrong person. Maybe the problem is my attitude towards myself, and this is how it reflects in the relationship. Instead of doing that, they immediately jump to the wrong conclusion, and that is they're not worthy of love. They are not good enough, they're not smart enough, they're not beautiful enough, and that love relationships are complicated and they will never, ever find the love that they want. And that's not true. That is not true. Every single one of us can have their dream love relationship if they know what to do and if they know how to utilize, how to use their mistakes. And so right now I'm here to tell you that the breakup that happened for you, it's actually doing you a great, huge favor, because it is telling you what's not working in your life. So I'll give you an example. Like for me, when I was going through the breakup that almost cost me my life, you know, years ago, I was in such a dark place, and I was having all sorts of self-critical thoughts and conversations with myself. I hated myself. I did not like myself. I did not like anything in my life. And however, when I started to take the time and the intensity of the emotion started to calm down right after the breakup, I started to realize that actually what happened was in my favor, because I never wanted to be with that guy, with my ex anyways. I just continued to stay with him, and I continued to talk myself into the relationship, because I did not believe that I could do better. I did not believe that I could have a better relationship. I did not believe that I could have that I could, you know, attract into my life a better man. So I was just there out of fear, not out of love or appreciation or wanting to be with him. And what struck me the most is when I realized that I actually never loved him to begin with. I did not. Since day one, and I knew the relationship was going to fail. We were not going to make it. We were not going to get married. However, I continued to push and push and try to kind of force it into happening, because I was so scared. I was scared of being alone. I was scared of not being in a relationship. I was scared because I looked around and almost like all my friends, like the majority of my friends, they were either engaged or married. And I thought that, well, does that make me a failure because I'm not engaged or married yet? And so I was just acting out of insecurity rather than love and truly wanting to be with that person. Right now, I'm confident, and I know that had we continued to be together, we were definitely going to get a divorce, you know, a couple of years in, because I knew that it was not going to work on the long term. I knew it. I knew it. Can you believe that? I knew it, and yet I invested years of my life in that relationship. Isn't it crazy? Isn't it crazy? And what that tells you is because we are so scared of not being loved, of not getting the love that we really want. But I'm here to tell you that every single time you come across or you're out of the relationship of a relationship that did not work, I'm here to tell you that use that. Ask yourself, is this the kind of person that I want to be with for the rest of my life? And most of the time, it's not. It's not. So sometimes the problem could be about communication, that you're not knowing how to, you don't know how to communicate, you don't know how to build that connection together. But most of the time, it's because you are not with the right person to begin with. And for you to be in the wrong place, meaning in the breakup that you're going through right now, means that you have an opportunity to sit down and say, okay, what do I want? What do I really want in a love relationship? And if you don't know what you want, then you can use what you don't want, and you can, from that, then you can say, hey, but this is what I want. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example. So my ex was someone who had a trouble, who had trouble making decisions. Yes, he had, he was, he used to hesitate. He hesitated a lot, a lot. So it took him a long time to make a decision because he had to think about it, you know, consider it, and then think about all the possible risks that he'd be taking when he makes that decision, and then he would think about all the possible, you know, scenarios that might happen if we did what he or if he did what he wanted to do. So there was a lot of analysis and there was a lot of thinking. And to me, that's not a good sign because that means that that person is not clear on what he wants. Yes. Versus for me, back then, years ago, even though I had a feeling that we're not meant to be together, but I was willing to fight for the relationship because naturally I am a fighter. I don't give up easily. I do not give up easily, especially if this is something that I want to do or make happen. And right now I know that this is the kind of person that I want to be with. I don't want to be with someone who's hesitating 24/7. I don't want to be with someone who's constantly, you know, in their head analyzing the heck out of every situation. You know, this is not to say that he was a bad person. I'm not saying that. I'm not bashing him. He was a good human being, but he was not the kind of person that I wanted to be with. Yes. He was hesitating a lot, and his hesitation was killing me, especially when it came to our relationship. Because to me, the meaning that I gave to that hesitation was that you don't love me enough. Because if you love me enough, then that means that you are not going to hesitate. You say, okay, I love this person and I want to spend the rest of my life with her. So what can I do to make sure that we're staying together for as long as I live? You know? But this was not what was happening. And so to me, what I was hearing was that I don't love you. Like hesitation equals not loving you. Yes? Not necessarily true, but that was the message that I was getting out of him. And at the same time, again, you know, when you are clear on what you want, you don't spend a lot of time analyzing. You just go for it. You go for it, and you are ready to deal with the consequences of your decision because you know that it doesn't matter what other people around you think. It does not matter what they will whether they will support you or not. But what matters is that you're going to stick to it every single step of the way. And that was what I was willing to do, but he was not willing to do that. Yes. And so you see what I mean? So the relationship that I was, the kind of person that I was, helped me to figure out what I really want. You know, so right now I'm crystal clear on the kind of person, on the kind of relationship that I want to be in, and I'm not willing to lower my standards. Why? Because I'm willing to show up, I'm willing to do the work, I'm willing to work myself on myself to be the person, yes, who is ready to have the relationship with the kind of man that I want. Yes. And so this is why The breakup that you're going through right now is nothing but a preparation for your dream relationship. But it's your responsibility to pay attention that this is preparation, that this is preparation time, and that what you need to do is to just stick to your ground and keep learning and keep moving forward. Because if you don't, then you're going to miss the opportunity, and then you are going to, think of yourself as a failure, and you're not going to take advantage of the feedback of the information that this relationship, that this breakup is giving you. I really hope that you found value out of today's episode. And again, I encourage you to join our community, Soul Mastery Sisterhood, because I know that you're going to get a ton of value as being a member of that community. So click the link that you find in the description of this episode, and it's going to take you to our community. And I cannot wait to welcome you inside. Have a wonderful day.